Breshus Marenu Rabbeinu Reb Weinberger Leilu Nishmas Harav Klonimish Kalman Ben Arav Eli Melech. Nazir Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Kol Kinuye Nazirus Kinazirus. All Kinuim of Nazirus are like Nazirus. Kinuim are nicknames. Nazir is a type of neder, and that's why it comes right after, like the Gemara says. And just like we had in Nedarim, there was a Chsurim Mechsura, not just Kinuyim, but there's also Yados of Nazirus, are like Nazirus. Yados, like a hand, or something that's used to hold a vessel. So the Yad of a Nazir is a Lashon that's not an actual Lashon of Nazirus, but it's a Yad to it. In other words, it's something that you would say that we know what you're referring to, and it would bring it along, just like a handle would bring along a vessel. Ha'omer Ehei. A person says when a Nazir walks in front of him, he says, Ehei, like I want to be like that. So let's say there's a guy in front of him that's a Nazir and his name is Mike. So he wants to be like Mike. He says, Ehei. Harei zen Nazir. So this person is a Nazir. This is a case, by the way, of a Yad. O Ehei Nave. Or if he says he wants to be beautiful, Nazir. In this case, he's also a Nazir. Now in this case, where he says that he wants to be Nave, he's also grabbing his own hair when he says this. Meaning he wants to have beautiful long hair, just like a Nazir. But if he's not grabbing his hair, even if a Nazir in this case would walk in front of him, and he just says the Lashon of Ehei Nave, he doesn't become a Nazir, because we don't know, his Kavanah is not so clear. It could just be that he wants to, like Taisenta brings the Gemara, he's saying that I want to be beautiful with mitzvahs, Noe be mitzvahs, or do mitzvahs in beautiful ways, with beautiful objects. And also, similarly, in the other case, if he said Ehei, I want to be like that, without somebody walking in front of him, even if his Kavanah was to be Ehei Nazir, it doesn't work. It has to be inherent and apparent from his words what he's saying for his words to have effect, to make him a Nazir. And if there's nobody walking in front of him, in that case, he wouldn't necessarily be referring to Nazirs, even if that's his Kavanah. Nazik, Naziach, Poziach, Harei Zeh Nazir. So these Lashonos are Goyish Lashonos. They mess the words up a little bit because they can't pronounce it. And these are Kinuyim, they're nicknames of Nazirs. But we all know what he's referring to, because this is how people talk. And when it comes to Lashonos of Nedarim and Nazirus, it goes by what the language that people usually use. And these languages, even though it mostly comes from Goyim and it's not really correct, words that are just pronounced differently, that makes him into a Nazir. Hareini Kazeh, if he says Hareini Kazeh, again, the Rav says this is talking about where a Nazir walks in front of him. And this is obviously, it seems Poshet, of course he'd be a Nazir. It's coming to teach us, but if he would just say Hareini without Kazeh, like this guy, then he wouldn't be a Nazir. Like Taisus Center points out through Taisus. Hareini misalsel. Misalsel is like a Lashon, like to straighten out and smooth out his hair. I guess it means to comb or to maybe to braid it. Or Hareini mechalkel. Mechalkel is a Lashon of somebody that grows his hair long, like long hair without any seder, like Farsol brings. These Lashonos are not Lashonos Yodos. These are real full Lashonos. But if he doesn't grab his hair physically while he says them, he's not a Nazir. But if he does, or he says, Harei alai l'shalayach pera. He says that he's taking upon himself, shalayach pera means just to grow his hair wild. That's normally what it means. Harei zeh nazir. All these cases, a person is a nazir. But like we said, he has to grab his hair, because if he doesn't grab his hair, it doesn't work. Even though he's saying some of these lashonos, like for example, hareini misalsel, mechalkel, sometimes they can mean different things. It can mean in Tyra, parnasa, giving parnasa taniyim, like Tesenta points out. He has to be holding his hair when he says these things. There is a machlokes by Harei alai l'shalayach pera, if maybe in that case he does not have to hold his hair, because that could be obvious by itself, as Taisi Sante brings. But the Rav and Tfersol explain that in all the cases he has to hold his hair when he says these things. Harei alai tziparim, he accepts upon himself the tziparim, the birds that normally in Nazir, after he becomes tamei meis, which he shouldn't have, whether it's bemezid b'shogeg or an ones, he has to count again the zeros from the beginning, and after he becomes tahar, and the shaving, he then brings karbonos. And the karbonos are two birds, one for a chatas and one for an olos. So here a guy sees a nazir walk in front of him and then he says, Harei alai tziporim. So he's really bekabel on himself, just like this nazir, that if this nazir would become tummy, he'd have to bring these birds as karbonos. So too, that's what he's accepting upon himself. That's what he seems to be saying, Harei alai tziporim. So Rimeir Amir Nazir, Meir says this guy is a nazir. B'cham Amir ain't a nazir. B'cham say, in this case, he's not a nazir. Because even if a Nazir is actually walking in front of him, Harei alai tziporim, when he accepts upon himself, tziporim doesn't dafka mean that he's doing it for Naziris, because it's possible that he's just having kavana to bring karbonos off, like a nedava. But Lamaisa, the Rav points out, the halach is like the chum, and he actually, Lamaisa, would have to bring tziporim to be mekayim his neder. Even though it's not l'shem Naziris, we at least say it's l'shem nedarim. It has to be l'shem something, he said, Harei alai tziporim. So that's what it's for, but he's not a Nazir, according to the Chum.